Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio dial at 92.3 FM. We also want to welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. We have a special guest for you all today. We actually just confirmed this interview today. Recording artist Anton Dunn is here to talk to us a little bit about his journey in music and also to introduce his new single, Can't Forget. Also, as we promised, though, we do have the recording artist group, Jatun, is joining us live to talk about their new single that was produced by legendary composer Leon Huff, Please Come Home for Christmas. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that, though. As I said, though, we have Anton Dunn joining us live here on Conversations. Anton, welcome to the program.
Hey, man, what's going on, Cyrus? Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, man, thanks a lot for coming on. We really appreciate it. We're going to be listening to your single here, Can't Forget, here in a moment. But your journey is really an interesting one that has taken you quite a journey, but also taken you quite some time to see what you're doing today. You have on your Twitter page something that I wanted to share with our listeners, and I thought it was interesting. You say that music isn't what I do, it's who I am. Talk to us about your relationship with music and how it came about.
Music isn't what I do, it's who I am. It really kind of started for me when I was younger, going on like vacations, you know, in between school years, with my mom and dad in the car. We would always ride down to North Carolina because that's where my mom was from. And, you know, we would always listen to these old records, you know, Dramatics and Shy Lights and all these old groups, man, Jackson 5. So, you know, from that point, it's like the music was kind of instilled in me. You know, I still didn't, you know, write or arrange or anything like that, but it was in me, you know, early on. I want to say probably like 10, you know, 9 years old.
Yeah, and it's carried on with you ever since then, Anton. I know when I had a chance to speak to you, actually for the issue of Conversations that's out now, you talked about in that interview about how for you, music is something that transcends genre, it transcends race. What has it been like for you to go from a place of listening and enjoying other music to now individuals being able to listen and to enjoy yours?
I mean, that's really been an incredible journey and an incredible barrier, you know, to cross. You know, music, like you said before, you know, I like to think that music is a universal you know, thing that can just bring people together. You know, you don't have to be Asian, you don't have to be black, you don't have to be, you know, Caucasian or whatever to enjoy and to appreciate music. When I look at people like, you know, Stevie Wonder or even, you know, newer artists, you know, say like a John Legend or John Mayer or someone like that, it's always great to look out in that crowd, man, and just see a sea of people, all different races and ethnicities. So at this point, you know, to have, you know, these different people from these different walks of life appreciating, you know, my own original work is just amazing.
Yeah. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side of the show or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking to recording artist Anton Dunn. He's talking to us about his journey in music, what it's been like for him now to be able to share his music with the world. And you've had quite a year this year, Anton. I remember keeping up with you online, on Facebook, and also on Twitter. You talked about a great opportunity you've had to open up for someone that I think a lot of our listeners will know. Talk to us about what it's been like to open up for none other than Anthony Hamilton.
As you said, man, it has been a really, really great year for me and for Elite Music. you know, the whole opening for Anthony Hamilton, it couldn't have come at a better time for us. And, you know, this experience, just like the last thing I was explaining to you, it's like nothing short of like surreal. You know, I know for a lot of the listeners out there, you know, Anthony Hamilton is very well respected, and he's one of those guys where, you know, he's down to earth, and all of that stuff really translates through his music. You know, when I first really got started, I actually had, you know, mostly Anthony Hamilton, you know, D'Angelo, you know, these type of people in my, you know, music library, what I listened to. So now to be out there on the stage with him, you know, every night, you know, getting the crowd warmed up for him, it's such a great experience. I'm learning so much about myself, about my performance, and also learn a lot, you know, from Anthony.
Right.
And, you know, he a lot of times give me, you know, pointers here and there, which I'm so appreciative for. So it's just a really, really great experience, man, and I really look forward to, you know, finishing this tour.
Yeah, you know, he really is a great guy. I had actually reached out to Anthony, and he was busy at the time, but I reached out to him when he did the song with David Banner. But I did get the privilege of interviewing him on this program last year. We had the single with Nappy Roots, Down and Out. And he really is one of these people who, like you, seems to really love the craft, and that's what is really important to him. I want to ask this question of you, Anthony, Anton, because I ask this a lot. I do ask this question to a lot of our recording artist friends that come on the show. You know, there's so much about this industry, man, that tries to suck you into what it is. How do you stay true to who Anton Don is along this journey?
That's a really good question. For me, it's all about, you know, having that sense of discernment. And that's something that you kind of develop, you know, over time. You know, when I first really started, there were a lot of things that I would do. I was just kind of like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to, you know, get on, or whatever it takes to do this, or whatever it takes to do that. And you really get to a point when you start to learn that really being yourself and writing what's in your heart and just kind of really painting your vision, you know, being the architect of your own village, it's better to do that. Because when people invest in that, then, you know, it tends to have more longevity. And so when I always look at it under that scope, it's never really hard for me to really stay true to who I am and what it is that God has, you know, really given me.
Yeah. Going back to the interview that we did for the magazine, Anton, I asked you a question about how do you deal with the challenges that everybody faces when it comes to dream stealers. And you said something interesting to me then, and I want to talk about it here. You said that for one thing, you've never looked at this as a dream. For you, you said, the quote was, "For me, the desires of my heart are goals, and going after those goals keep me motivated." Talk about that motivation and how you see it now paying off for you and the different projects you're doing, the single we're getting ready to introduce, and also the work that you're doing now in opening for Mr. Hamilton.
Well, you know, a lot of times when I have these conversations with friends or with people who say, man, you know, hey, man, you're doing your thing, man. I mean, how did you do that? Or how did you do this? How did you get here? How did you get there? I found, like, for me, it's like my old teachers and some of my, you know, older family members and things. And I really developed this way of thinking and looking at, you know, life and my career, you know, because every time, you know, I would tell someone that I was into music or writing or arranging, it was kind of like, you know, like good luck. It was kind of like, yeah, you know, kind of tell us how that goes. And I always thought it was interesting to where if I had another friend who may say, yo, man, I'm going to go to college to do this, or I'm going to, you know, go to college to do this or to do that, you know, those things were always like measured as like goals and things that were obtainable. And it seemed like for me, anything creative or uncertain, to them, it was always like, oh man, go after your dreams. You know, man, just keep going after your dreams and things like that. And to me, I never really woke up from a dream and it was really happening. So I always, you know, chose to look at things as though they were goals, things that were obtainable. You know, I want to have this single out by this time, or, you know, I want to have this EP out by that time, or this album out by that time, and kind of really have, you know, a way to measure, you know, where you're going. And it always worked for me.
Yeah. And I think if people really try to apply that, Anton, it'll work for them as well. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking with recording artist Anton Don. He's talking to us about his journey. I was just asking him about the difference for him in goals and dreams. And he was just talking about how important it is for him to look at it as a goal, instead of just something that someone may just think about and never really pursue. For you, it's something you not only have the idea, but you also have a path to get there, and I think that's important. Let's talk about the single, I Can't Forget. I wanted my producer to go ahead and cue it up. But talk to us about how the single came about, Anton.
Well, actually, it's very, very, very interesting, man. We had a whole lot of options coming out of the gate when I first, you know, signed with Elite Music Group. You know, I had a catalog of just a lot of songs. There's one gentleman by the name of Jerry Lang, and Jerry was a keyboardist, and he was helping me out. We were playing a show in Cleveland. We were actually opening for Music Soul Child, and you know, shortly following, you know, that show, you know, Jerry said, yo, man, you know, I really love your work. You know, I'm a fan. And, you know, and he proceeded to tell me that he was a producer and a writer as well. So from there, you know, one day he called me. He said, man, you know, I have this joint. It was about, you know, him and, you know, one of his ex-girlfriends. You know, he heard a lot of my work, but he said, man, it sounds like, man, we've been going through a lot of the same things. So I said, man, let me, you know, hear what it is, you know, that you got, man. And we got together, and this is, you know, the bed of what he had, or the foundation was already laid for just amazing piece of work. And it was called Can't Forget. So from there, you know, we took the song to Tony Nicholas, who was actually, you know, one of the executive producers on the record that will be out first quarter. And, you know, and he agreed, man. It was just an amazing, you know, idea, amazing piece of work. So from there, you know, we all went to work and we put our heads together, and Can't Forget ended up being, you know, the first single. So it was written by Jerry and produced by him and Tony, and I put my flair on it, and that's what you got.
Okay. Well, Anton, since we have you here, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce the single for us?
Yo, everybody out there, this is Antoine Dunn with Cyrus Webb Conversations Live. This is my new single, Can't Forget. Make sure you check it out on iTunes and Amazon.
Can't forget what we had, 'cause it keeps coming back everywhere. forget. I just can't forget. Baby, I just wanna make you smile. Baby, I just can't figure out how we got in this stale relationship. I know I'm making it. I just thought we could work it out. Let's get physical, show you how I can work it through. And if worse comes to worse, then we can put two together. I guess we would never miss the end.
Conversations Live with Can't Forget, 92.3 FM, and online through blogtalkradio.com. We're actually speaking with the man right now. He's on tour, as we were just talking about before we introduced the single, with Anthony Hamilton. Antoine, for our listeners that want to get their own copy of Can't Forget, you were telling them before the song, go ahead and tell them again how they can get the single.
Yeah, anyone out there who would like to download Can't Forget, you can check it out on iTunes, under Antoine Dunn, Can't Forget, also on Amazon, Antoine Dunn, Can't Forget. Make sure you check me out, www.antoinedunn.com, and follow me on Twitter, at Antoine Dunn.
All right, you make it really easy for him. Antoine, I really, man, appreciate you taking out the time to be with us, man. Continued success to you, and congratulations on all the blessings coming your way, man, because you definitely deserve it. Feel free to come back anytime, man. We'd love to keep in contact with you, especially when you get ready to drop the EP.
Oh, man, I'll be back, and it has to be an LP, man. It'll be a full record, man. So.
Okay, first quarter. You definitely have to come back then. All right, then. So 2012, we're going to be expecting to hear back from you then.
Oh, absolutely, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, no problem, man. Take care.
All right, guys.
Again, that was Antoine Dunn joining us live. As he said, you can find him online on his website at AntoineDunn.com. It's AntoineDunn.com. You also can find him on Facebook and Twitter. Just look him up under Antoine Dunn. The single is Can't Forget. You can find it now on iTunes. So make sure you get that and also let other people know as well. It's great music. You heard it right here on Conversations Live. We appreciate all of you joining us for this special edition of our program. Here we have Jatan with Please Come Home for Christmas. I'll be back with you guys at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time.